Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great week. I'm JT along with David the Beef Shurtleff here, master producer. Welcome to Barbecue Nation, where smoking and red meat are allowed. We're late in the spring right now, and it's time for some grill and smoker maintenance and barbecue tune-up talk. And we got to do away with that fuzzy growth on your grill and your grate there. We've got in the studio today with us our old friend Jason Curley Schumacher from Hometown Hearth and Grill. Jason is not only one of the owners of Hometown, and they've got a new store, by the way, which we'll talk about that a little later in the show. But he also, when he has time, which is rare these days, he also competes in barbecue events. Jason, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I think we're all good here. Do you like that little segue from The Doors, Light My Fire, into a barbecue show? I thought that was good.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay, people, springtime, maybe they've even tried to use their grill once, and it's not working very well. They're still crusties, and, you know, I like the color spectrum that you get when you pull a grill out after you haven't looked at it for several months.
There's several shades.
There's several shades there. You got a little green, a little gray, a little blue, and stuff like that. Kind of run us through a checklist, if you will, of what people should. Let's talk about gas grills first, okay? They got their gas grill, they pull it out of the garage, they put it on the deck, they run down, they get their propane filled up, but they've never lifted the lid yet. And then they do that. And then all kinds of things can happen.
Yeah, best thing, start it up. I turn it up on high, medium high, burn everything off for 10, 15 minutes and kind of do a spring cleaning, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, get in there and burn everything off, let it sit for a little bit, cool down, and then start brushing all the parts and see if anything needs replaced.
Okay, so let's say they do. Let's say their burner only is, you know, kind of lighting on one side, or that the flames aren't getting very high in their burners. Things to troubleshoot, to look for before they actually call an expert like you to come in and fix it for them or take it to your shop?
Well, yeah, you can, if the burner's got holes or big splits in it that needs to be replaced, there's too much gas coming out of one side, or there's a check valve in the tank that gets tripped. That's a very common problem.
Yeah, I've had that happen myself.
So, yeah, just that, you kind of go through everything, troubleshoot it, see if it's corroded, if it's not corroded. If it's in good and solid shape and it looks good, just clean it up and go from there. You can also clear out, like, the lines. You get spider webs and stuff in there, and that'll cause it to
now, do you recommend that they actually go in and say they've done their grate burn off? Okay, so that's done. Personally, I take it off and use a pressure washer on it, but, and I know you do too, but that
heat works the best. I use actually a torch,
a grass burner type thing. Yes.
Yep.
I know that when they've gotten too greasy and stuff, depending on what we've been doing, I have been known to take them to the drive-through car wash where, you know, you have the pressure washer, because I don't want all that grease on my grass or anything.
Right, right. So that'll work, too.
That were probably not highly recommended by the car wash industry, but it works. Anyway, so you fired it up, you burned it off, but there's something wrong. So do you, but you're not really sure what. So do you recommend that they actually kind of dismantle the innards?
Right. I'd take it completely, you know, take the cook grids off, the heat shields, and get down to the bare bones of the machine and check everything out. And
if
stuff's eroded or corroded, you know, I was bringing to the shop. We got replacement parts for everything out there. So if we don't stock it, we can at least get it. So.
And the trick is, do you remember what the last thing was you cooked
like last October before you put it in the shop, or do you still see some in the barbecue?
Yeah, sometimes you do. The best thing to do to really the upkeep on the gas grill side, the best thing to do is when you're done cooking to burn it for the next 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of taking the meat off, shutting it off, and going to eat dinner, let it turn everything up on high and let everything burn off. It'll really save the parts in your grill.
And there's some things that are really easily replaceable, like the little grease pans or grease buckets, depending on what units you have. I've always told people, and see if you agree, you know, it's easier just to chuck them than try to clean out that grease and wash them. They're cheap.
Right.
They're inexpensive. They're just a few dollars.
I think for $4 or $5, you get a pack of 10. So.
Yeah. Not tough.
No.
Not tough like that. Any problems that they can't normally fix that you have to for them?
Well, a lot of times the burners, I mean, they can't really fix it. They just got to get new ones.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times they're not sure how to get it reattached because, you know, screws get old and you got to bust heads off and whatnot. But there's little tricks to the trade there.
Is rust a big problem here in the Northwest?
Huge.
Yes.
It's cast iron's our enemy. For sure. In the Northwest.
So it's... I just envision, I guess, the having been in the barbecue world, as you know, for a long time, but I envision when we would take these grills apart come this time of year, and you would look, and we would actually take like a putty scraper and go through the bottom of them. But a lot of times, if they were an older grill, as you were scraping through the bottom, you would poke through the bottom.
That's usually when you let it sit all season without burn it off, if you burn it off that extra 10, 15 minutes, it'll help with that issue.
Yes.
I mean, but still, every year you should at least do a deep cleaning first thing in the season. I mean, it's nice to start out fresh.
Kind of like a dental hygienist, but a barbecue hygienist.
Right, there you go. So,
got your little picks and tools and right. stuff. Okay, over to pellet grills. Pellet grills, you use pellet grills, I use pellet grills. They're a little different to clean. How so, though?
Pellet grills, it's more ash. It's kind of like a fireplace. You know, you got ash buildup or a charcoal grill. Still take it out, take everything apart. I use shop vac out the bottom of it. Make sure it's all in good working order, the auger's moving, and pellets haven't got wet, and they're not seized up in there, and go from there, really. The drip pan, make sure that's all clean starting out. You know, same steps, just a different unit, different steps, I guess.
And what about the chimney on those? I noticed that some of them, in some of the pellet grills, the chimneys will get, you know, a pretty good douse of grease up there on the cap and stuff.
Yeah, you can clean that off. Again, I use a weed burner, so, I mean, I get super hot and you just burn it off.
Yeah.
It works pretty slick. You know, a lot of times you can't get away from that, especially on the pellet grill side. You know, it's just kind of one of the things that adds with it.
All right. Well, I noticed on one of the pellet grills I have, I was looking and there was a little drip. It's not dripping, but it's, you know, it's solidified, but
right.
There's a little drip of grease coming out of there. And I thought, well, it's probably time to clean that.
And most of those units, you can take the cap off.
Yes.
Pop it off and clean it up. You, again, use a scraper, like what you said, putty tool. We use a lot of those ourselves. Burn it off.
There any problems with fires with pellet grills? When I say fires, I mean not the fire you want, but excess.
Well, yeah, most of the time that happens is if the heat rod's out or if there's ash buildup, if you haven't cleaned it a lot and there's a bunch of ash buildup in the burn pot. The pellets will go in there and stack on top of the ash, and then once it starts to light, people are shut it off and turn it on, and the bunch of pellets will build up in the belly of it, and then it finally ignites, and then you have an excess fire.
An excess fire, and you just ruined $75 worth of steaks there or something.
right.
It can happen. This can happen to you, and I've seen it because I have done it. Really quickly, speaking of our friends down at Barclays in Woodburn, you want to stop by there. It's on 99E. It's on the east side of 99E at the end of the Woodburn city limits there. They have a lot of interesting things. They don't have pellet barbecues or gas barbecues, but they've got everything from weed eaters to guitars, a lot of firearms. And they have some classic firearms, too, the collectibles. If you're looking for a DVD movie, they probably have it. They've got several thousand of them there, and it's a real interesting place. That's Barclays on 99E in Woodburn. Go by and say hi to them. Tell them I said it comes, you know, give you a discount. We'll be right back with more of Barbecue Nation after this.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Yeah. When I dig on in a den about an hour ago, I took a look around, they went with a wind blow.
It's Full Flavored Radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT, along with master producer there, the Beeb, David Shurtleff, and our guest today, Jason Curley. Are you ever going to tell us why they call you Curley?
I work with Larry and Mo.
Okay, I got it. From Hometown Hearth and Grill. Yeah, a big supporter of the show, but not only that, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to barbecue. FYI, you can email us here at Barbecue Nation. That's bbqnation@kxl.com. Or if you want to send us a recipe, it can be recipes@kxl.com. We're going to be doing some contests coming up here in this summer, later in the spring and early summer. So you should probably practice typing in that address. You know, have it in your catch. There are cachet, whatever you want to call it. Also, David, we have a Facebook page, don't we?
We sure do. It's Barbecue Nation with JT on Facebook.
And we're doing very well with that. David keeps putting stuff on there.
And you're welcome to post recipes and comments on there as well.
Yeah. Make them nice. If they're crummy comments, we'll come to your house like that. Ceramic. The green egg has been around for a long time, obviously, and now there's other ones. There's Primo and there's Black Olive, and that's just to name a couple. But cleaning those, what's the first thing you want to remember when you're cleaning those?
No water.
No water, yes.
Yeah, heat. Heat is your friend in this situation. You don't want to get the ceramic wet, you know, with excess water. We can get grease on there, but it'll swell up and crack once you use it if it's too wet. Just more heat. I mean, I would put a load of charcoal in there and get it red hot and burn everything off and clean it up that way. Everything, if there is, you know, grease or dried stuff on the side,
sure,
of it, it'll all burn to ash, and then you're ready to go, and you can just clean the ash out at the bottom, get an ash rake or an ash tool or vacuum.
Yeah, I'm big. I've got one of the smaller shop vacs that works perfect for those.
Right, yeah.
It's that.
The nozzle fits right in there.
It does. Goes right in the little slide, you know, in there, and it gets it right down. And you can do it from the top, too. Of course, it's cooled off and all that. Same thing with the grates. Just clean them off, burn them off, or do you want to use my pressure washer tactic?
There you go.
And the one thing I was going to say, and I know you're the guest here, but when I've done that, especially with the cast iron grates, I oil them and then heat it back up and then, you know, kind of re-season them.
Yeah, cast iron, anything cast iron, you need to keep seasoned, especially out in the Northwest, very well. I mean, they're not a bad product. It's just a lot of maintenance out here in the West.
Yes. Well, you got to see it at the coast when they open up their barbecue and all the insides fall out.
Right.
You know, they're big on that. So Jason, first time people shopping for a grill. Okay, we've kind of got the maintenance thing out of the way. So let's switch gears here. And we've got a young couple. I'll give you the scenario. They haven't done much grilling. They've been to lots of barbecues, been lots of parties and stuff over the years, obviously, but they've never had the time or the space to do it, and maybe now they've got a facility, a house or an apartment that lends itself to having a grill. What should they look for?
You got to kind of talk to the couple or the customer, figure out what they're looking for. Are you looking for gas? Are you looking for charcoal? Are you looking for pellet? And once you start there, you can kind of go down different avenues and you know, we kind of qualify them and pick out what barbecue they're looking for and, you know, what their budget is, you know, what their end, use for the unit is and kind of steer them down the
road. So let's say it's gas. Just most people use gas still. I mean, truthfully, it's the most convenient, the less messing around with things. You know, you can be the diehards that like to use charcoal, which I do that, and the pellet guys, which I do that, just like you do. But really, to go out there and flip on your Weber gas grill, and you can look like a star after only a little bit of practice on that, and if you're paying attention.
Right. No, it's gas for sure is simple. It's quick, easy, especially I see a lot of more gas grills for people who are starting out, young families, on the go, you know, school work and soccer practice. You know, they don't have time to babysit a charcoal grill.
Sure.
So they go with gas. So
you go to a big box store and you see tons of barbecues out there. And that can be Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, any of those. And, you know, I'll confess, I've bought a couple of those over the years. They don't last as long.
They don't. Anything brand new is going to last for a season.
Mm-hmm.
You get some of the $100 to $200 barbecues, maybe $300. They'll last for a season or so, but you'll end up being in the shop getting replacement parts after about a year and a half. So it's really, you know, long term. If you get something that has a backs it with a decent warranty and a company that stands around their product, you'll be money ahead in the long run.
I you know, that's two words that you don't really think coincide, barbecue and warranty. Are there some good warranties out there?
Great warranties. You know, I think Weber's probably leads the pack, you know, for warranty and what they have to offer and how they take care of their customers, for sure.
Sure.
There's other companies out there, but best thing is look for a grill that does have a warranty. If your grill, the warranty's up when you leave the door and you're going to your car, it's, you know.
No bueno.
Yeah. You get 5 years out of it, you're lucky.
I just, you know, kind of wonder where all that ends up, probably in recycle or the landfills or something, because you can see them. You know, my thing was always this: when you lift a lid on a barbecue and it wiggles or sways, it's not going to hold. From a cooking perspective, it's not going to hold the heat. You're going to burn your hands on it probably, because.
Well, it's just thin metal.
It's
going to, you know, it's going to burn in half or, you know, rot in about a month or so, or
right.
Not a month, but about a year or so. So.
Well, especially if you leave it outside.
Oh yeah.
You know, even if it's got stainless steel, whole grill.
Be careful when it says stainless. Is this our stainless or China stainless? And
yeah.
If they have any stainless in it, they can call it stainless. So.
Right.
But it's deceptive.
Yes, it is deceptive, and that's something you got to be careful of. We're going to take a break here. We're going to be back with Jason Schumacher from Hometown Hearth and Grills in just a few minutes here on Barbecue Nation on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Wayne Miller with Louis Miller Barbecue in Taylor, Texas, and you're listening to Barbecue Nation with JT.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are unwanted.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. Little Doors, Jim Morrison, the Lizard King there for you. David and I were talking about that before the show. He still has appeal to kids today, which is kind of interesting to me because they have no clue what went on in the 60s and early 70s. In fact, David probably wasn't even born yet. Anyway, we have got Jason Schumacher here from Hometown Hearth and Grill talking about some wonderful things about the barbecue. When you get home, a little bit about you here. When you get home, do you take time to cook? You don't go through the drive-thru, do you, on the way home and grab a
McBarf
burger or something?
No, I do a lot of grilling. A lot of times, though, we grill at work all day as well. So
you got to work on that chicken. Our, you know, Derek, your partner, has to work on that chicken. I hope he listens right. to the show, because that was some evil stuff the other day.
Yeah, well, when we get busy, we tend to burn stuff when we're busy. You know, we're taking care of customers. It's like, oh, we forgot the chicken.
Yeah, this was not up to your standards.
No,
Curly.
It was not.
Not up to your standards. What do you look for when you cook at home? Tell me if you had your own preferred meal, what would you barbecue? This isn't the lightning round yet, but
right,
I'm just
my
asking.
Own preferred meal.
Yeah, for barbecue.
It would be a steak, baked potato, and a vegetable.
There you go.
Yeah.
And a beverage?
Correct. We'll leave it at that.
A brown beverage?
Right.
Okay. All right. I saw this thing this morning about Tom Hanks, and he was had dinner with the Queen, and he said out of nowhere, he was sitting right next to the Queen, big state function. He said out of nowhere comes this gloved hand, and he sets this, looks like a water glass down right by the Queen, and he goes, oh, your Majesty or whatever. He says, what are we having tonight? She goes, oh, a double martini, always a double, but you can't tell because it looks like a water glass.
Right.
You know? So, way to go, Queenie. She's 90 this year, I think. Anyway, okay, are you ready for the lightning round? We're tired of messing around here. We got to get serious.
We are ready.
Okay. Let me find my list. Jason Schumacher from Hometown Hearth and Grill. Are you ready to play? Where'd it go? Where's my list? The lightning round. I just added it. There we go. What's the best part of your job for you?
Helping people.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What's the toughest part of your job? Helping people.
Yeah, it's troubleshooting.
Yes?
Yeah. I mean, troubleshooting on the gas side is probably the toughest.
You ever get people that come in with a double dose of the dumbass and you just can't help them at all?
No, we can usually help them out. It might take a little bit longer to get to the bottom line of what we need.
Okay.
Get there.
In your opinion, what's the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer to learn?
Temperatures, especially charcoal, you know, where to get that fire and what temperatures you want to cook at for what foods.
Sure. Which of these would you rather barbecue? The Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
Turkey.
Turkey? Probably get calls on that Easter bunny thing, you know.
I like rabbit.
I like rabbit. It's okay. is there anybody in your opinion who should not be barbecuing?
No.
It's open to everyone.
It's open.
It's open. Okay. Who would you like to cook for you? Somebody to come to your house, beverages and all, and cook for you.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Yeah, well, you know, we're here to make you think. What is the best day for Jason contain?
The best day.
The best day, your activities. What would you do?
That'd be hunting.
Hunting? Okay. Do you have a favorite barbecue book?
I do like the there's a cookbook out there made by Weber called Smoke. It's a real good book.
It's a good book?
Real informative.
Okay. What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
Used it as a fireplace.
Really?
Yep.
Well, every year, you know, around Christmas or when it gets cold, they've always got somebody who's blown up their garage or caught their house on fire because they, you know, didn't even leave it in the garage. They brought it in the kitchen or something and tried to...
Well, that, and there's people, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yes.
It happens every year.
Every year. That is. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook? Worst place you ever had to cook?
The mountains.
That's bad?
Well, it wasn't. Well, our situation was bad.
Your situation was bad. You want to explain?
There's no tools. It was a hunt. We did a drop camp. Guided hunt. They said they had tools and he didn't even bring anything. And there's like one pot and like a broken wooden spoon.
So you're out there carving sticks.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Skewers and stuff. Like
yeah.
David, do you have a question for him?
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
Gosh, excuse me. What's your favorite band or musical group?
Oh, boy. I don't think I have one.
You don't think you have one? Is it possible to tweak a barbecue? Now, I'm not talking about illicit drugs. I'm talking about tweaking it for specific things. Can you? It's like a car. You can overcharge, you know, you can put more engine power in a car. You can do certain things like that. Can you do that to like a gas grill or a ceramic grill?
Depending on the grill and what brand, I mean, yeah, you can always tweak. There's always ways you can tweak things different way to make them cook a little bit better the way you want it to cook.
Okay. And you can eliminate hot spots, or you can actually create a hot spot.
Correct.
Your own
Correct.
Searing station, so right. to speak. All right. Here's one you tried to answer before, but I don't think you did on last time you were on the show. If you were the declared supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, what would you, as Supreme Leader Curly, decree?
Boy, charcoal.
Just charcoal, that's it? You just say charcoal and that's your declaration?
Yep.
Be a pretty easy country to live where you are. So for someone that is new, and this is kind of the question we asked before we did the lightning round, this will be the end of the lightning round, except one other thing. For somebody that's new to barbecuing or grilling or smoking, what would you recommend them to start with? And I'm talking about not the machine, but the food. What like protein would you, what meat source would you use if you were just getting started and you needed to practice with stuff?
I would say chicken or a pork loin, probably the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chicken thighs is probably the most forgiving because it's a pretty, you know,
yeah,
greasy part. It's hard to dry out, but
I bet you Derek could do
it. A lot of practice. If he can do it, we can all do it.
If we can do it, yeah, absolutely. And finally, have you ever cooked at your store in your underwear?
No.
No?
No.
You haven't? Okay. Curly, that's good. That's a good lightning round for you. That's better. The first time he came on, I know you were a little nervous and all that, but this is better. I want to say hi to one of our affiliates here, a couple of them actually, KLBM in LeGrand and KACI in the Dalles. Thank you all for listening very much. And I will tell you very quickly, too, about Bear Mountain Pellets. Bear Mountain Pellets are produced right here in the Northwest, exactly about 45 miles from here, right up the river in Hood River. Yeah, right there. You know, Curly's going, yeah, Maddie. Bear Mountain Pellets have the proper mixture of base wood and flavor wood, giving them a more consistent, smoky taste that's light and not overbearing. And I know because I use it myself. And they don't add any oils, which break down over time. That's Bear Mountain Barbecue Pellets. You can find them at a barbecue retailer near you. And you can check them out online at BearMountainForestProducts.com. We've got to take a break now. We're going to bring you back with a little more Doors after this. And we're going to talk to Curly about his new store on 181st and Division. I've been out there. It is cool beans, dude.
Much bigger store.
It's a bigger store? Are you going to have much bigger stuff in it?
We're getting there, yeah. As soon as we get everything moved over. We got to close down the Portland location, unfortunately, for a road project.
Yeah. That's that eminent domain stuff.
Right. Yeah. Relocation pending.
Relocation pending. Okay. Now we'll take a break and we'll be back after Jim Morrison scares somebody right after this.
No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL. Beautiful downtown Portland on this Saturday afternoon. We've got Jason Schumacher here from Hometown Hearth and Grills. You know what the name of that song is, Jake?
I don't remember.
It's called The Roadhouse Blues. Actually, it's just Roadhouse Blues. There's no "the" there, but that's pretty good. Couple of things coming up. Smoke in the Valley. It's a Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association competition that's coming up at the end of the month, which will be, what, next week? It's in Spokane, Washington. So if you go to the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association website, right there on the homepage, they have a calendar of events, and that's the closest one. There's a $3,000 championship purse there. Then we've got a couple coming up in Washington in May that I'll be telling you about. But if you're going to Las Vegas next week, you might check out, or this week actually, Sam's National Club Barbecue Tour. It's their regional championships, and that's in Las Vegas. We've talked about those guys before. And also the Backyard Barbecue Brawl in the Borough, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So if you're going to either of those places, you can probably get some good Q on your shirt. So tell us about your new store.
We just reopened our older location we had on 181st and Division. So a bigger store, a little bit more room to work with. We're pretty excited.
You look pretty fired up this morning, especially after you told me you wrecked your truck coming in the parking lot here.
Right.
So he said bad words, too, but he didn't tell him which ones he said. He just said he said bad words. This is going to give you a lot more flexibility in some areas, like more parking, for one, and more inventory in the store, and probably a bigger selection for your customers.
Yeah, more selection, and it's just not as cramped. Anybody that's been to the Portland location knows you get, you know, 5-6 people in there. It's crowded. It's hard to walk around. You know, there's no room. So this helps alleviate some of that.
Well, and you have warehouse space now too.
Yeah, which makes it nice.
You didn't really have that at the 82nd location.
No, just containers, and they're troublesome to work out.
Are they coming with you? Or are you going to inherit those over to the state?
No. Nope.
Say, here, you can have these.
Those are going back.
Those are going
they can have them.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear about the eminent domain thing on the 82nd store.
Yeah, it's a bummer deal. Nothing that we wanted to do, but we're actively looking for a new building. It's a little cumbersome to find a new location because we have, you know, hazmat and special things.
Yeah.
It's not just finding an empty building. So looked at several spots, just haven't found something that we liked yet. So we will relocate back out in the Clackamas Happy Valley area, but for right now, we'll be at the 181st and Division location.
Cool. That's very good. And your new store is open same hours, or tell us about that?
Same hours. It's 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
So you get 2 hours off on Sunday, basically.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much.
These guys work hard out there, and even though I tease Curly and Derek about that, it's a great store. We're thankful that you support our show here, but also if you've got some place that you are if you got an issue with your barbecue, they can help you with it out there at Hometown Hearth and Grill on 182nd.
In Division.
Is a Division, yeah. I actually came in on Powell the other day, and then I got kind of, I try not to go to that part of the world very often because, you know, I'm a Southern boy, so to
right.
speak. So I got a little confused, but I came back in a hurry. I made a great surprise ending there.
Coming up, Powell and cutting over is actually quicker.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, you have a website, too?
We do. It's hometownhearthandgrill.com.
Okay. We'll send people there. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Jason,
thank you
for being with us. Also, David, thank you, and all of our affiliates down the line. McGarian's on deck and Bushlack's in the hole. And if you don't know what that means, just stay tuned here on KXL Lifestyle Weekend Block for the next 2 hours, I'm going to say. If you need to find out more about our show, go to shows on KXL. Click. Come down to the Saturday shows. Here we are, Barbecue Nation, okay? And more about the other stuff that I do, go to thecowboycook.com. For everybody here, we thank you for listening, and we will see you next week on Barbecue Nation.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is produced and tolerated by David Shirtliff in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.